The award-winning fiction writer Stephen Dixon, who has been described as the secret master of American fiction, is out with a new novel called Letters to Kevin, and it will be at the Ivy as a presentation, and this will be on June the 15th at 7 p.m. How lovely to welcome you to WBJC, Stephen. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
I don't want to suggest that this is an autobiographical novel, but the fact that you were born in New York and this book is set in New York, and that you still use an old-fashioned typewriter and your character in this book uses an old-fashioned typewriter to write these letters to Kevin, that is at least a starting point for this book, right? Can you give us the premise of the story?
Well, it started in 1972 when I was writing a letter to a boy that I used to live with in California, in Palo Alto. I lived with his mother and the boy, and I was his surrogate father, you could call me, between the boy's ages of 2.5 and 6. Well, I was writing him funny letters, and this one I thought could turn into a novel. And so I wrote the second chapter of the novel and, you know, finished it in a few months, tried to get it published, couldn't. Put it away in my drawer. And finally, Fantagraphics, I would say 40-something years after I wrote the book, and then rewrote it a couple of times, heard about the book, and they were interested in publishing novels that had graphics in them, and they accepted the book. 20 years before, another publisher, British American Publishing House, wanted to publish the book and asked me to do the illustrations. And they had seen my doodles and thought them accomplished enough for this book. And so I did the illustrations, and that's sort of the origin of the book.
It seems that very often the kernel of your novels is an intimate relationship between two people, which then burgeons out to explore some other areas. And the direction that this particular book seems to have taken is almost fantastical. It has a sort of a bizarre dreamlike quality to it in some ways. Tell me a bit about how you arrived at that tone for the book.
Well, it was a funny book geared to a young audience, except that the Fantagraphics is gearing it to an older audience. And I occasionally like to write absurdist fiction, and that's how I wrote this book.
So going back to the idea of your still writing on an old-fashioned typewriter, I think that's such a wonderful idea. You know, most people today wouldn't think of not composing on a computer screen. So over the course of your career, how would you say that your writing has changed and progressed? And how would you see that in parallel to the other writers who are of your generation?
I don't know. You know, I write every day, and I've written every day for about 50-something years, and I finish something, and the next day I start something else. I guess because I'm a little fearful of not having anything to write, that I immediately go back to the typewriter and write something new so I could have something to write.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Stephen Dixon, the award-winning fiction writer who will be presenting his new novel, Letters to Kevin, published by Fantagraphics. This will be at the Ivy Bookshop on Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m., the Ivy at 6080 Falls Road. More information is theivybookshop.com. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you, Stephen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.